This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The wildfires have made a difficult year even harder for some Western Slope orchards. Renee Hermans co-owns Herman Produce in Palisade. She says they had to close one of their fruit stands this month.
Because the fires slowed all the traffic down for us, and I was having a hard time getting peaches for both stands.
I-70 remains closed in Glenwood Canyon because of the Grizzly Creek fire. Herman says freezing temperatures in mid-April destroyed most of her peach crop, but that her business has been able to survive by selling produce it's bought from other grocers. A Weld County School District may suspend or even expel students who attend class after getting a positive coronavirus test. Students who come to school while waiting for test results could also face disciplinary action. The district, Weld RE4, opened this week and is already dealing with at least one case of COVID-19. Officials announced dozens of staff and students at Windsor Middle School would have to stay home after a student tested positive. Meanwhile, two students at a Greeley High School have tested positive for COVID-19. Causing a two-week shutdown days after the start of the academic year. The Greeley Tribune reports that the Fort Lupton High School officials say the students were in separate groups on campus with more than 500 students combined, requiring a complete school shutdown. The school has moved to remote learning and will be closed through at least September 7th. It is 95 degrees and hazy in Fort Collins as fires continue to burn around the state. This is CPR News.